Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Taste and See, the show where we explore life's flavors from the sweet to the savory and everything in between. Today, we're diving into something essential for our well-being. Humor. Yes, you heard me right. Humor is more than just a good laugh. It's a vital ingredient in our lives that keeps our spirits high and our hearts light. Humor is a catalyst rejuvenating joy in our soul. Imagine it's a powerful salve for our skin knees of the spirit, revitalizing us and protecting us against toxic infection such as bitterness, defeat, and depression. Imagine for a moment that you're carrying a heavy load of stress, disappointment, or even sadness. What's the first thing that can break the weight of that burden often? It's a hearty laugh, a witty joke, or just a moment of pure silly fun. Humor, friends, is a powerful remedy, an antidote to the toxins of negativity, defeat, and bitterness. In fact, it might just be one of the best defenses we have against life's darker moments. Studies show that humor does more than just lift our mood. It actually boosts our immunity system, reduces stress, and protects against the emotional and psychological infections that can drag us down, like anxiety or depression. It rejuvenates the soul, refreshes the spirit, and reminds us that no matter how tough life gets, there's always something worth smiling about. But how does humor work? It's magic. Let's think of it this way. When we laugh, we're not just making a noise, we're releasing a wave of positivity into our body, changing the chemistry of our brain. That's right, laughter stimulates the production of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals, making us feel more alive, more connected, and more importantly, more hopeful. And let's be honest, folks, life can be tough. We all face challenges, setbacks, and days when it feels like nothing is going our way. But humor reminds us that there's always a way. So today, I want to challenge you to find those moments of joy in your day. Whether it's a funny podcast, a silly video, or just a good old laugh with a friend. Embrace the power of humor. It's not just about forgetting our troubles. It's about facing them with a smile and knowing that we're stronger than we think. Remember, laughter is a gift. It's a shield against the bitterness and defeat that life can sometimes throw at us. So taste it, see it, and most importantly, share it with the world. You never know how far a smile can go. So how about if we do our prayer for humor and healing? Lord, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the gift of humor, for it is through laughter that our spirits are lifted and our souls are healed. Thank you for this joyful balm that protects us from the toxicity of fear, stress, and strife. Just as laughter can lighten the weight of our burdens, so too does it shield us from the infections of negativity, doubt, and bitterness. Let humor be a constant reminder that joy is a choice, a defense against the darkness that seeks to overwhelm us. May we find in each smile and chuckle the strength to release what no longer serves us. And may our laughter be contagious, spreading light to those around us. Bless us with the ability to laugh at life's absurdities, to find grace in the messiness, and to embrace joy in every moment. In the face of challenges, may we always remember that humor is a medicine that can soothe the soul, restore balance, and protect us from the weight of toxic thoughts. May we grow in wisdom through laughter, and may we always be reminded that joy is a gift from you. Help us to use it to nurture our well-being, to uplift others, and to keep our hearts open to the beauty and humor in the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen. And here's our recipe. It is not-so-healthy veggie chips. The ingredients, one zucchini, the vegetable that's always trying to be cooler than it is. One sweet potato, because it's sweet, but it's still a potato. Olive oil, you know, for when you're trying to seem healthy. Salt to make you feel like you have your life together. Optional, a sprinkle of Parmesan cheese or paprika for extra sass. Okay, here are the instructions. Preheat the oven to 400 because things need to get hot if you're going to make these veggies spicy. Not really, but at least you'll have the oven on. Slice the zucchini and sweet potatoes into thin rounds. Pretend you're a chef on a cooking show. They don't need to be perfect if they're too thick. They'll just be extra thick. We're going for crunchy, not soggy disappointment. Toss the slices in olive oil and sprinkle with salt. It's like giving them a spa day. They're getting pampered, but they're still vegetables, so don't go crazy. Spread the slices on a baking sheet. If they're too crowded, they'll be clinging to each other like your group chat during a drama-filled episode of reality TV. Bake for 15 to 20 minutes, flipping halfway through to ensure they're golden and crispy. Don't leave them in for too long, or they'll turn into something resembling a chip that you'd find under a couch cushion. Serve them with a side of sass, or if you're feeling fancy, a dip, because veggies deserve a little romance too. If you accidentally overbake them, just pretend you were going for a crispy, extra charred vibe. It's all about attitude. Thanks for joining me. This is Angela Wood on Taste and See today. Keep laughing, keep living, and until next time, keep savoring the joy in every moment.